please do take a seat whilst I interview Christian. And I'm going to, as he's in a wheelchair, I'm going to sit down.
you're so tall, the discrepancy is very obvious.
Now, Chris, it's great to have you with us. When I last saw you, you were running around like a mad thing as we were both helping out on this kind of Christian house party.
I thought it was at the 9:15.
You're right. Before today. And just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
Sure. So I come from a biannual Christian family, Easter and Christmas, and I got converted at the age of 14 on a summer camp. I just remember being this guy giving a talk about sin, and he said we're sinners, and I said, well, you know, you might be, but I'm not. And then he said, no, Jesus says we are all sinners. And I said, I'd rather you'd stop saying that, you know, I kind of get the point here, I'm clearly not relevant to me. And then he said, no, Jesus said we're sinners. And I said, if you say that again, I'm going to get this chair and bash it over your head until your brain spills out on the floor. And then I suddenly thought, oh gosh, he's clearly touching on something that I don't like here. And that was a start of me realizing that I was in desperate need of a savior. And Jesus was my solution.
What are you doing now?
Now I live at home with my elderly housemates, aka my parents. They're great. And I study 2 days a week at a small Bible college in central London. And in my free time, I've been playing the piano and been trying to write a kid's book.
Now, it's great to have you here talking about the subject of suffering when clearly you have been through the mill. Tell us what happened.
You referring to my chair?
Yeah. I was in a
rock climbing accident in July 2014, and I fell from about, I'm trying to work out probably where that those ventilation things are in that concrete thing up there. So I fell about 30 foot, and I broke a bone in the space of my spine, and immediately I lost all function below my waist.
And you've always been kind of madly active before then?
Yes, yeah. I was joking with Will earlier, because last time I saw him, he was wearing his Lycra attire on this bike, you know, wobbling.
Wobbling. Wonderfully firm. I remember.
If I become Prime Minister, I'm going to pass a law which says that if you wear Lycra, you have to be travelling at a certain speed. You were on your bike, but that made it even more unfortunate because we were in a car watching your gyrating buttocks. I was very active before. I'm just jealous. But I was very active, running, swimming, rugby, water polo. You name it, I did it. I was actually fell running. I was fell running a few weeks before my injury. And actually, the last thing I did on my legs, which I'm very proud about, is I ran 10K backwards in an hour. It was an hour and 30 minutes. So it's kind of, you know, I was overtaking kind of middle-aged women by the end, which they were very, they were, you know, can you, because you stare them in the face as you overtake them. So that was their last inning.
Christian, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing what you have to say.